I've got to share this. The book of Philippians is one of my favorite books in the New Testament. It's just the thing that makes it so special is, you know, Paul was in prison when he wrote this, and it's regarded by many as being the most joy-filled portion of the New Testament. It's just glorious to read when you know that Paul had really suffered the loss of almost everything he ever had in life. At this particular point in his life, he's destitute, he's imprisoned, he was probably hungry, he was uncomfortable, he was chained to a wall, and things looked pretty grim. This is a guy who was an intellectual giant, who learned at the feet of Gamaliel, who probably could have looked forward to a life of relative ease, and being a rabbi and having students and being a very sought after man, as he knew the law. He knew the Old Testament scriptures probably from memory, and was such a towering giant in his intellect, and was such a warm and loving man too, had such a huge concern and such an incredible burden for souls. But Philippians chapter 3, it just gets, the chills just ran down my neck. It's just, every time I read this, it just gets me, especially in dialoguing with this individual Krishy fan who's Roman Catholic, who doesn't understand this, does not understand how sinners are made right with God and how we enter into heaven. Listen to the way Paul describes this in Philippians chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe. Paul loved to talk about the gospel. He loved to talk about how we're made right with God and the righteousness by which we attain eternal life, being that righteousness that was achieved by Jesus Christ and which is imputed to us and given to us as a pure gift. But listen to what he says about people who try to mix works with grace. He says in verse 2, beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the mutilation. For we are the circumcision, who worship God in spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I also might have confidence in the flesh. Now you need to listen to what he's saying here. Beware of the mutilation, meaning these guys that were saying to go to heaven, you had to get circumcised. He's saying they're just mutilating people, really, to no end. Beware of the mutilation. And he says, we are the true circumcision. We are the true circumcision, who worship God in the spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. We have no confidence in our works, no confidence in rights, no confidence in law keeping, no confidence in anything that we do. And he says, though I also might have confidence in the flesh. If anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. He's saying, you think that you're good enough to go to heaven? You think you've done enough good works with the help of grace to get into heaven? Paul says, I've done more. I've got more on my resume than you do. The things I used to trust in, listen to what he says. You think that you've got confidence in the flesh and your works and your obedience to the law and the things you've done with the help of grace? He says, I was circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. And then in verse 7, you see, the problem was Paul was a good person. He regarded himself to be a good person. And he really thought of himself as someone who could achieve eternal life on the basis of all these things. Of his obedience to the law, his pedigree. I mean, he had all the boxes checked off. The righteousness and the law, I was blameless. But when the Spirit of God convicted him of his sin, listen what happens, verse 7. But what things were gained to me, the things I used to trust in, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yes, indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish. That's the term skubalon, dung, rubbish, excrement. I count everything I used to trust in, including my grace-enabled works, as dung. That I may gain Christ, in order that I would gain Christ. You have to pronounce a curse on everything in your life. You no longer are trusting in yourself, your works, your law keeping, your love, yes, even with the help of grace. You're not trusting in anything. You count them all lost.